How do we know that we have the living and abiding Word of God that engrafted saves us and that purifies our souls? Because in the Old Testament, the Scriptures were always under the custodianship of the priests as the prophets wrote. And that custodianship Old Testament in its entirety was copied into 24 books by Ezra. And when Ezra finished that, Jesus Christ called what Ezra did Scripture. And so there's no question that the Old Testament is exactly what God wants us to have. But then Jesus commissions his New Testament apostles. And you remember what he says? He says that the New Testament is going to be built upon the foundation. And think about what this means. The foundation of the apostles, that's his chosen representatives, and the prophets. That's the Old Testament. So Jesus said, this scripture I've affirmed in the Old Testament is going to be concluded in the New Testament under the custodianship of the apostles. And every New Testament book is either written by an apostle or by someone connected to an apostle, as in Peter was connected to Mark, as in Paul was connected to Luke, as in James, who wrote the little epistle of James, and Jude were connected to Christ because they were his earthly brothers, his stepbrothers, as it were. They were Joseph and Mary's children, not Christ's actual blood relatives through his Father in heaven. But every book of the New Testament is attached to an apostle. And when John wrote, remember, John is the last living apostle. And near the end about 96 A.D., he says in Revelation, don't add anything else to the Word of God. And he said, I'm the last apostle, and God has just finished his revelation, and don't add to it, or you're going to add the curses. And so what we have is the apostles authenticated what we have today in the 27 books of the New Testament. And Christ authenticated what we have in the 39 books of the Old Testament. And so the Bible we hold today was authenticated by Christ through his apostles. And so any Book of Enoch, any, Nag Hammadi text, that's a place in Egypt where they keep digging this stuff up, is interesting, and it's about the same level as the Encyclopedia Britannica. The Encyclopedia Britannica, most of it is true. It's not Scripture. A lot of the stuff they're digging up is probably true. True records of things that happen. They're not Scripture. Jesus said, only what I have authenticated is the breathed out Word of God. And so for us, we can trust our Bible because Jesus authenticated the Old Testament and inspired the New Testament to come.